Hello and welcome to the Business Coaching Masterclass. Today's theme is leadership communication, and today's lesson is breaking the cycle of bad behavior. There were many attempts down throughout history to alter and control society, from large engineering projects through to personal transformations. The individual has always been subject to some level of pressure to conform and change to what is commonly recognized as the norm. These upgrades have been a constant source of conflict, and life transforms very slowly in steps that are invisible to the naked eye. Change, even today, remains one of the most complex and controversial topics throughout history, on the political and individual levels. Understanding who we are and why we do what we do is at the core of all of our purpose and motivation. As we come to terms with who we are, we begin to set ourselves free. We no longer give in to fear, and we construct an inner resistance to anything imposed on us from the outside. But exposure to the external world is unavoidable, and this too shapes us. A certain level of adversity builds up your character, but to give in too much to the whims of others, then we begin to erase ourselves. The world of the unknown can build you up just to knock you down. The Rat Park Study was an independent assessment of factors affecting the transformation of behavior in animals and humans, and the results are interesting regarding how we approach understanding work and the working environment. Findings included the following interesting revelations. 1. Living conditions appear to affect our habits more than our innate abilities. 2. Addictions are an attempt to manage our own discomfort on the inside. 3. Where we live affects how we tend to self-regulate our daily actions. 4. We all conform to some level or another, whether we are aware of it or not. 5. People often recover from illness naturally when removed from toxic environments. 6. Adverse experience is a large factor in the development of bad behaviors. 7. People can be damaged both physically and emotionally in the present by their past. 8. Short-term benefits are always more attractive than long-term solutions. All of this is essential to understand if you are part of a larger network or organization, because you constantly have to manage a recurrence of conflict or attitudes that clash. Motivation of people in the workplace is required to be both automatic and reflective, and to be encouraged through regularity. Opportunity not only reflects opinion, but is defined through the attitude in each person's approach to a problem and its resolution. All addictions are fixed constructs that keep us within the confines of specific problems. They can be transformed but not erased. The success of our quests is defined by our level of involvement in a network that appreciates quality and betterment and avoids stress. Our history is the result of value we place in understanding our history. The art of looking backwards so that we can plan forwards is far too much an underestimated ability. Thank you so much for taking time today to go through the Business Coaching Masterclass. Please link up on the social networks and share the information if you care. Subscribe to the podcast even if you like. If you want more information about any specific topic, then feel free to contact me directly. And there's also the book, Principles for Leadership. Pick up a free copy. It distills a lot of the information that you can find on the podcast. That's it for today, I think. So wherever you are, I hope that the sun travels with you. Take care, guys.